ॐ प्रातस्मरामि प्रातस्मरामि हृदि संस्फुरदात्मतत्त्वम् सच्चित्सुखम् परमहंसगतिम् तुरीयम् यत्स्वप्नजागरसुषुप्तमवैति नित्यम् तद्ब्रह्मनिष्कलमहम् न च भूतसङ्गः विश्वम् दर्पणदृश्यमाननगरीतुल्यम् निजान्तर्गतम् पश्यन्नात्मनि मायया बहिरिवोद्भूतं यथा निद्रया यः साक्षात् कुरुते प्रबोधसमये स्वात्मानमेवाद्वयम् तस्मै श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नम इदम् श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये बीजस्यान्तरिवाङ्कुरो जगदिदम् प्राङ् निर्विकल्पम् पुनः मायाकल्पितदेशकालकलना वैचित्र्यचित्रीकृतम् मायावीव विजृम्भयत्यपि महा योगी वयस्वेच्छया तस्मै श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नम इदम् श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः What is Ishvara? When you are objective, you are alive to the presence of Ishvara, the whole. Therefore, to be objective is to be with the whole, Ishvara. To be objective is to be just let the world be as it is, let myself be as I am. This is reality meditation. No projection, no imagination. Be just to be alive to what is there. Sit in a posture you are comfortable. Sthira sukham asanam. Sthiram, steady. Sukham, comfort. Steadiness and comfort are the requirement for asana siddhi. If one can sit 48 minutes, one muhurta, in the same posture, in comfort, one has asana siddhi. Sitting cross-legged on the floor or sitting on a chair, one sits erect. The head, neck and the upper body are in one line, samam. Kaya shiro grivam, perpendicular to the base. If one needs to lean upon, no harm to do so. Hands are on the lap, fingers clasp each other, thumbs touch each other. Eyes closed. As we did before, three times I open and close, but deliberately I close, as though it's a job to be done. I open my eyes, bring down the upper eyelids to touch the lower softly. No pressure on the eyeballs. No wrinkles on the eyelids. The eyelids of the Buddha in a statue. This is not anywhere in the book, but this is a small detail with abundant reward. I open my eyes, upper eyelids are brought down to touch the lower softly. One more time. Softly. Bakhyan sparshan bahih kritva. Advice given in the Gita. The external world is kept external. keeping the external world external. Krutva. Here, visualize nothing unknown to you. Mountains, a range of mountains. Visualize. Related to them, recognize who you are, how you are. Can I say you are objective, a simple conscious being, non-demanding, no complaint, no agenda? For the mountains, you take them as they are. As you take them as they are, you take yourself as you are. That is the trick. Your objective, in other words, a simple conscious being. And you say you love nature. In fact, you love yourself, the pleased self, the non-wanting self. The typical countryside. Acres of land, green land. A meadow. Cows, horses, you are the same person. Birds in their flight. In a given formation. You don't want the birds to be different. The formation to be different. You are just objective, pleased if not. People in general, black, white, young, old, male, female, you can't take them as they are. Come to your own people. They are called Sparshaha. They need to be given freedom to be what they are. Each one given his or her background cannot be any different. Unless the person wants to be different, and it is within the powers of the person. Grant freedom, love and care do not mean there should be concern, frustration. There can be care leading to action. Prayer also is action. If without feeling helpless, you act praying. This is how this person is, mother. Give her the freedom. She deserves that, to be what she is, in terms of attitudes, values, behavior, preferences. This is how she is, in my perception. To be objective is to add that clause, in my perception. Father, this is how he is, in my perception. He was, he is. Siblings, this is how the person is, in my perception. The person is, in my perception. This is how the person is, in my perception. Cover each one of them. They are in their own spaces. They have got a right to be so. A spouse, this is how the person is, in my perception. Children, grown-up adult, growing up, as they are, this is how he is, she is, in my perception. Come to your own body. Visualize the body, part by part. Top of your head, forehead, eyebrows, eyelids, eyelashes, nose, lips, chin, left earlobe, left cheek, right earlobe, right cheek, the whole face, back of your head. Visualize neck, right shoulder, right hand, with fingers, nails, left shoulder, left hand, chest, abdomen. Visualize back, right side, left side, waist, below the waist, left thigh, left knee, below the knee, ankle, foot, right thigh, right knee, calf, ankle, foot. This is how this body is in its own space. Height, weight, color, age, health. This is how this body is. Period. Now, watch your own breathing. Look at the steps. We'll left the world, we are leaving the physical body in a way. Now we go within, covering the prana in the form of respiration, breathing in, breathing out, an involuntary action that is taking place. You become conscious of it. As you breathe in, be conscious. Occupation is your ingoing breath, outgoing breath. Now, a small shift from your being conscious of the breath to the sensation of touch as you breathe in. There is sensation of touch. As you breathe out, sensation of touch. sensation of touch. Right eyelids touch each other. Sensation of touch. Visualize the eyelids land on the sensation of touch. Left eyelids touch each other. Sensation of touch. Lips touch each other. Visualize sensation of touch. Be conscious. Thumbs touch each other. Visualize the thumbs. Their position. Very vague. But the sensation of touch. That's clear. One can spend a few minutes just being conscious of the sensation of touch with reference to thumbs, fingers touch each other, hands touch the lap. Parts of your body touch the seat. Legs touch each other if you're sitting cross-legged. Feet touch the floor if they do when you sit on a chair. Now, watch your own mind. The one who watches is you. The meaning of the word I. Can I say a simple conscious being? This person is the meditator. So far, we are just objective to arrive at the meditator, the basic person. This person is ever related to the total. Like a tree to a forest. Tree standing in the forest. This relationship continues even when one is related, the tree is related to the neighboring trees, the fellow trees. The basic relationship doesn't go. The total is Ishvara. All that is here is Ishvara. The individual, with reference to the body, mind, sense complex, is a simple conscious being related to the total. The total is in the form of physical order. In the form of biological order, in the form of physiological order, in the form of psychological order, in the form of dharma, in the form of karma. To know all this, you need an order that governs knowledge, means of knowing, the form of means of knowing. Total. This is Isha. You highlight this relationship saying, unto that Isha, my salutation is a deliberate action. On the part of you, I will chant Om Ishaya Namaha. Om is to invoke the Lord, and who that Lord, unto that Lord Isha, my namaskar. As I chant, you join from the second time. Then, when I raise the pitch, you join raising the pitch. When I reduce the volume, you reduce the volume. Then, gradually, we chant mentally. The mind chants. No connection to breathing. No connection to voice. Not simple. Om Ishaya Namaha. Om ईशाय नमः, ओम 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 विद द माइंड you become the very chant itself. You are the chant. You are the interval. You are the chant. You are the interval. You are the chant. To help you see what does it take to chant purely mentally. I will give you a technique. You stop chanting. I will give you a mental arithmetic, just a few small numbers to add and subtract. You do it mentally. Then, when I say chant, the one who was doing this mental arithmetic chants without getting disturbed, without shifting the level. In arithmetic, when one does arithmetic, the deepmost person comes to surface. That's why we are using this technique, just to give you an insight. Please do this. I don't want the result. I just want you to have an insight. What does it take to chant mentally? Arithmetic is done mentally. 7 plus 17 plus 8 divided by 4 plus 20 plus 28 minus 56. Chant. Chant. You are the chant. You are the interval. If you see the difference at the level in which the chanting takes place, you have an insight. What does it take to chant mentally? Chant. Stop chanting. Just be yourself, alive to what is happening now. Now. Now, Om, 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 Shri Ram, 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 Ram. Shri Ram, 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 Ram. If you see yourself, the basic person, yourself, acceptable, then the world is a luxury. Your body, senses are luxury. Thinking, emoting, knowing, remembering, recollecting, doing, achieving, desiring, all addition. Luxury. Am I right? If I am, say to yourself, I am just by being bare self, acceptable. Say it in so many words. I am totally acceptable to myself. Shri Ram, Jaya Ram, Jaya Jaya Ram, Om. Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Om. Shri Ram, 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 Ram. Shri Ram, Shri Ram, 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 Ram. Om. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Om. Om Namah Shivaya.